Bob, I and 46 other senators are focused on stopping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon, and we wanted to be crystal clear that Iran's leaders got the message that in our constitutional system, while the president negotiates deals, Congress has to approve them for them to be lasting and binding. And I have to say, I'm surprised by Secretary's comments this morning, because just a few days ago, he testified before the Senate to say that any deal would not be legally binding. And now he says that future Congresses can't change a mere executive agreement if we disagree with them, or if a future president disagrees with them. That's not the way our constitutional system works, and it's certainly not the way we should be negotiating with Iran.
How does it make America stronger to tell them that any agreement they make with this administration may not be worth the paper it's written on and may not last beyond this presidency? How does that make things better?
It's a simple fact of our Constitution that if Congress doesn't approve that deal, then it may not last. And the deal that is on the table right now is a very bad deal. It would allow Iran to have thousands and thousands of centrifuges to continue enriching uranium. It would do nothing to the military dimensions of Iran's nuclear program. It's excluded entirely the ballistic missile program that Iran has, which is designed solely to strike the United States right here at home, and it could have a 10-year sunset.